We are back to another Motivational Monday Enlightenment check-in. And guess what? It's the last show of the year. I mean, I'm going to keep doing them, of course, but the last show in 2019. So, excuse me. The time is 5:28 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I was thinking, like, what can I talk about? You know, we've had a lot of things to talk about for the past how many months? 2 or 3, I guess. And you know, we're coming into the new year, and so I thought about, hey, let's talk about New Year's resolutions. So, a lot of you guys already know what New Year's resolutions are, but for those of you that don't, New Year's resolutions are, you know, when you say to yourself, I want to change something, I want to get rid of something that's undesirable or bad behavior to help me accomplish my goal, you know, or to improve your life. So basically, it's what they say, you're turning over a new leaf. You're going to say, like, I am going to do this differently so this and that and the other won't happen. You know, you're trying to get it together. So normally people make a whole list of things that they want to change, the things that, you know, they're going to do and accomplish, and, you know, it gets out of hand sometimes. So we're going to talk about making responsible New Year's resolutions. So do you want to change any poor behaviors? Like, do you wake up in the middle of the night and you eat popsicles? You know, I mean, it sounds pretty good right now, but just saying, if you want to do something, or, you know, you're asking yourself, how are you going to improve your life for the new year and years to come? So that's when we make our New Year's resolutions. But first things first, we must make responsible resolutions. We need to choose items that we have control over and make a plan. You know, things that we don't have control over, we kind of have to let go. It's very hard to do. Myself, I've been told I'm a control freak, but, you know, sometimes we have to do it. So we have to understand that before we make our New Year's resolutions. So also making like a list of things that you want to improve on and prioritize them. So put them on a piece of paper, right? You're writing them down and then number them from like something that you need to get done right away to, you know, to the least, which they're all important, but you know, the thing that you really, really, really need to work on first. And so in order for us to do this, because some of us have more than 5 that we need to accomplish. I know I have quite a few myself, you know, that I would like to do, but I know that it's not going to happen overnight. It is not going to happen overnight. So the first thing we have here is you can make long and short-term goals. Okay, so like a short-term goal is something that you want to do in the near future. And that's when you prioritize and get everything together and, you know, you're going to take it from there. So you're going to make that short-term goal first. And because it's something that you can accomplish today, with this week or this month or even in the year, because those short-term goals, they lead up to the huge things, the long-term goals. Okay, so an example of a short-term goal would be getting your certificate in pharmacy tech. So, like, that's your short-term goal. And then your long-term goal would be becoming a pharmacist. You know, so eventually, you know, you're working your way up there. And that could be on your New Year's resolution to, you know, have a career change or explore different career options. And that could be it. One of the things that you wanted to explore, pharmacy tech, you know, becoming a pharmacist. Something that maybe I should have looked into. But I, you know, I wanted to be a mortician too, but we won't get into that. Then we have the long-term goals. And so these are, you know, the things that lead you up to something that will take a whole lot longer than the short-term goals. So it's something, you know, that takes time for you to accomplish, but you have to lay out the groundwork in order for that to happen. So you have to accomplish your short-term goals before you can get to the long-term goal. An example would be you're starting off as a substitute teacher. You know, you're kind of getting your feet wet and you're working your way up. Boom. Then, you know, before you know it, you're a teacher. You know, then you're in that for a little while. Then you work your way up to vice principal. And then the next thing is, you know, you're working your way up to principal or head of school. Like, that's kind of like, well, where do you see yourself in 5 years type of deal? You know, that's your long-term goal. And so when we create our New Year's resolutions, we should be thinking, like, where will this lead us? Where will these New Year's resolutions take us? Is it just for the here and now? Or is it something that we're trying to build off of to secure our future for the next 5 years? You know, so this is like, it's really serious and something to think about. That's why I say that we have to choose responsibly. Because our ultimate goal is to accomplish the things that we set out to do. So when we accomplish our short-term goals, it makes us feel like we've had small victories, you know, like little small celebrations that you've actually accomplished something. And so that's good. But when we try to do too much, when we don't plan responsibly, it makes us feel overwhelmed. We fail, and it makes us feel like a failure and like we can't do anything right. And so, and once we fail because we've, you know, we didn't plan properly, we don't even want to do it anymore. We're just going to say, you know what? I'm good. But you're not good because you have to keep working. And if you make that plan, you know, your short-term goals and kind of work your way up, maybe have your small victories, it gets better. It's not easy, but it gets better. So, you know, that's something that we have to think about. So this is going to be like a really short show today because I know people are getting ready or they're still traveling to their destinations for New Year's Eve or still on, you know, some kind of winter break. But common examples of New Year's resolutions are the most famous thing, lose weight. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to lose weight for the new year. Hey, it's mine. I do it every year. I've been doing it, saying that for I don't know how many years. But do I ever plan? When I say that, or when I used to say that, no, I didn't plan. And so what happened? I probably ended up gaining more than I set out to do. So watch out for those. Or the next favorite is stop procrastination. That is a constant thing, and that's something that you have to work on, but you have to understand that a lot of the time the procrastination is you. We hold ourselves back. So somehow we're going to have to try to plan, make that short-term goal and work our way up so that we can overcome procrastination. Oh, the next one is become more polite. I don't know about that one, but I mean, we do have to be polite to each other, you know. Thank you, yes. Say excuse me when you're at Costco or Walmart or Safeway or Lucky's or Jimco, Myers, what, Publix, wherever you are. You know, if you're walking in the aisle and you're near someone's shopping cart, say excuse me. That's not hard to do. That really shouldn't be a resolution. That should just be a way of life. We should be polite to each other. You know, being polite is a lot easier than being mean. Being mean takes a lot of energy, especially hating. When you hate someone because their color, their gender, their sexual preference, whatever, that takes a lot of energy out of yourself. So just, you know, as I used to say in the 90s, take a chill pill and calm down, because that's something that you cannot control, but you can control your own attitude. Okay, so that's just something that, a way of life, how we should be living. We should already be polite to each other. We are humans. This is the human race. Let's be polite. The next one is quit smoking. You know, I have a parent that smokes, and, well, you're going to know who it is because I'm going to say she, but she's been saying she's going to quit for, how old am I? Just turned 43, so since I was in the eighth grade, what was that, like 1990 or something like that? But anyway, again, small steps. And sometimes we need help if we're making some of our resolutions, and maybe getting help is one of them, to recognize when you need a helping hand. There's nothing wrong with getting help. There's nothing wrong with seeking therapy, I should say. There's nothing wrong with that. So don't let other people make you feel like you're crazy or whatever, because you're getting help. You're getting back on the right track, and that's all that matters. Okay? That's it. That's all that matters. So make sure that your New Year's resolutions are unique to you. Just don't pick common ones like losing weight, stopping procrastination, becoming more polite, quitting smoking, if that even applies, or being more active. You know, like, choose something that you think that you're going to need in your life to help you become more successful. Some examples might be saying no to people that try to use you. That's a really big deal. Saying no. Saying no to coworkers to try to get you to carry on their caseload. Saying no to, maybe it's people at your church that always try to get you to cook all the food. Saying no to those family members that, you know, try to get over on you and take your money or stay an extra 2 weeks or a month. You know, try saying no. Try saying no to toxic people, excuse me. But think about stuff like that that you might need to change in your life to help you become a better and stronger person. Another one could be leaving an abusive relationship. Now, you definitely would have to make a plan for that, because I know it's very difficult, especially when you have children. So that would call for a plan, and you need help. Get the help, because no one deserves to be in a relationship like that. So think about that. And it doesn't have to be like physical. It could be emotional. And I think I talked about this before, the different types of abuse, financial, just different things, just mind games. You have to say no. That's toxic. Something's wrong with them. You can't change them. Remember that. You have no control over them. You only have control over you and your actions and your thoughts. So make sure that you understand that and try to make a plan. Well, no, not try, but make a plan to get out of that situation. Another one is, again, my favorite, how to let go of things you cannot control. So that could be like a really good resolution, like to acknowledge things like, okay, that's out of my hands. You know, I have to stop worrying about it. It's difficult, especially when it's a child or a spouse or just someone who's close to you, or it could be a situation, you know, that you have no control over. If you've done your best and you've given it your all and it still turns out a certain way due to other people's behaviors and their reactions, and it's on them, you can't control them. So that would be a good resolution to just take steps, you know, learn how to let things go that you cannot control. You go to the ice cream shop, they don't have mint ice cream. Are you going to stand there and argue with the manager because they don't have mint ice cream? No. You're going to let it go. You can't control it. Go to the next best thing, like Rocky Road. And I'm not a marshmallow person, but I like marshmallows in my chocolate ice cream. But okay, so the next one could be financial stability. Everybody wants to be rich. Rich, 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 but you know, you have to learn how to accumulate your wealth. So that could be something that you could make a New Year's resolution about. And that's definitely a good one to do, short-term goals and long-term goals. Definitely a good one to do, because you could start off saving, you know, $10 here, $15, $20 there, and then, you know, as time goes on, you could put more away and then maybe talk to an investor and try to invest in something. But, you know, that's a great way to, you know, work on your short-term and long-term goals with financial stability. And the last one that, you know, we often have to learn on our own is putting yourself first, so that you can be the best parent or spouse or significant other. Because if we don't learn how to do that, and I've talked about this before, how to do self-care, we won't be any good to other people. So that could be another good New Year's resolution. You know, putting yourself first, doing more self-care activities, taking more bubble baths. Oh, I love bubble baths. You know, just doing more things for you to help you mentally prepare, because this world is not easy. Life happens. Things come up. And sometimes they're difficult, and we have to find a way to get through them. And sometimes we have people depending on us, whether it's your spouse or your children, or you're taking care of your parents, you know, they're elderly, whatever. If you're not there to do it, it's not going to help anyone. So you have to take care of yourself first. Remember, know when to say no. It's hard, but you can't do everything. I know you want to be super men and women, you know, but we have to learn when to calm down and say, okay, you know what? Let me take a minute. Give me a minute. Tell the kids, hey, go play with some Legos. Tell your spouse, go make a cake. Go drink some water. Go hide out in your closet. Take a breather. Take some baby steps. Make out short-term goal and how you're going to do more self-care, because we need you. All right. We don't need you to stress out and just pass out somewhere, because that's not cool. All right. So, in closing, because I told you this was going to be very short and to the point. So we are about to enter 2020. Man, it's like, wow. I never thought that I would get here. I remember doing a report when I was in the fourth grade, and it was like, in the year 2004, I'm going to be a... What did I say I was going to do? Oh, that's when I wanted to be a news reporter. Yeah, wanted to be a news reporter. And that was like 1980-something. And, you know, 2004 came and left, and guess what? It's 2020. So that's weird, right? We're still going to be writing 2019 for like the whole year. Heck, sometimes I still write 2015. I don't know. My brain just, it farts sometimes. So now is the time to reflect on the year and make notes about what worked, what didn't, what went right, what went wrong, and how you're going to change them. Look back on this year not as a failed year, but as a learning experience. We're lifelong learners, and it's up to us to make use of those experiences that we have received. You know, were you at a job you really didn't like? So now you know the flags, you know, the red flags of things that, hey, I've already been in this situation before. I think I need to go. You know, like, just use those experiences to help you guide your life. So you won't make those same poor decisions again. We have to learn from our mistakes. If we don't learn, then we just keep doing it over and over again. And that's not good for anyone. You keep staying stressed out. So let's not do it. So remember, as we look back, know that we can't change the past, but remember that we can do things differently. Okay? So you can't change the past. You can't change the fact that the ice cream shop didn't have the mint ice cream, you know, on that particular day. But you can do things differently. You can go another day. You can go after they get a delivery. You know, you can do something different. You can go to another place and get what you need. But learn that you have to do things differently. And we cannot change the past. All we can do is learn from it. We can't change it. I wish we could. Oh my gosh, there'd be so many things that I could change, but we can't. So we have to learn how to live with it. Always remember your affirmation statements, the I ams. When you look into the mirror and you say, I am strong, I am organized, I need you to really believe it. And then remember to work towards what you are saying, because you can say it, but it just won't magically appear. You have to put some work behind that as well. You know, we say that continuously to ourselves, and then we start to believe it and we actually do it. It's not going to appear, but you have to put in the work. So remember, you have to say that. And try to say it like when you're driving. I am great. I'm organized. I'm strong. I'm powerful. I am awesome. You know, I am pretty. Don't think that, you know, because you're saying that, you're being conceited. Never say that. My husband said, he told me something one day. He said, oh, you're being conceited. I'm like, no, just convinced. So you're convincing yourself that you are the best person. And that's what your I am statements are doing. So keep saying that to yourself and then put in the work to actually do them so that they can come true. And you can do that by making your short and long-term goals. Remember that. And let's see, and get excited about your life. Get excited about stuff. Love yourself. Remember when we were little kids and we were just excited about everything? So like in America, we have this candy called Skittles. And when we were, oh my gosh, like, what, I'd say third, fourth grade, we would work so hard and be excited because the teacher, she would say, hey, you guys, if you're not good, I'll give you a Skittle. And, you know, we're like, a Skittle, yay. And we would open up our little hands and she would give us one Skittle. But we were so excited and so happy that, you know, that Skittle tastes like heaven. So let's go back and get that excitement again and be excited about our life. We have a long life ahead of us, and we have to get through it, and we need to become excited again. Excited. So, in closing, know that none of us really know what we're capable of until we try. So keep trying, and that means me too. You know, I'm included in that. We don't know what we're capable of, what we can do until we keep trying. Okay, so I'm going to end this, but I want you guys to remember to make responsible New Year's resolutions. All the things that you said that you're not going to do and things that you're going to do, make sure you are responsible. You want to set yourself up for winning, for, you know, to better yourself. When we try to do too much and it's not well thought out, we fail and it makes us feel even worse. So remember, plan responsibly. Get the short-term goal in there. Get the long-term goal in there. Make your baby steps. Have those small victories so you can keep going. Okay? So that is it for me. I want to say Happy New Year's Eve and New Year to everyone. This is Ashley with the Motivational Monday Enlightenment Check-In. The last one in the year 2019, and I will see you in 2020. Oh my gosh, 2020, I'm so old. All right, so I will talk to you guys later. Bye.